Happy Monday, everyone. Today is June the 7th. We are in the sixth month of the year and the 158th day in the year. There remains 198 days, so you can still fulfill your fantasy of, what's it called, bungee jumping. Anyone out there like to bungee jump or even thought about bungee jumping? Have you thought about that, Tim? No. He said, no, he's not jumping off anything. So I hear you. Well, let me say welcome to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download from your Play Store an app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH, or you can call in during any live show that we have here at the station by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I just ran into someone maybe a week or so ago, and they were telling me how nice of a job that Inspect Ohio does, and they had inspected a house for them before they bought it. They were very satisfied with the services that Inspect Ohio provided for them. So if you're looking to buy a home or to sell a home, please remember Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company. Telephone number again is 740-262-0939. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month until the month of December. Free produce, and it will take place June the 19th from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please note your calendars or share this information with someone you know who can benefit from this service. We have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Okay, and those of you who faithfully listen, thank you for your support. And if you're new to the show, welcome. And I hope you will enjoy what we have today. I have a couple announcements before I get to my thought for today. There's a lot going on this June 2021. And I'm going to start with the Juneteenth kickoff. And this will take place this Friday, June the 11th. It is called a community fitness walk, and it is free to the public, and it will begin at 7 p.m. at Ohio State University of Marion Albert Student Center, 1465 Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, Ohio. For more information, please call Sean at 740-751-9328. I'm excited about this community walk. I thought it was an excellent idea. And hopefully it does not rain. But from what I understand, if it does rain, this will take place at the YMCA at 9 in the morning. Okay, my next announcement. Juneteenth Day, there will be a blood drive. And this will take place at the Marion YMCA on June 19th. June the 26th, 21, Marion Voices will be presenting Marion Black Joy. And this will take place at Martin Luther King Park. And I think that begins at 12 noon until 7. Now, Tim and I will be discussing some of that as soon as I do our thought for today. And it's titled, Good Thoughts for a Healthy Mind. Let me get back to it because I had to interrupt everything. Let me see. All right. Shouldn't take but a minute here. We've been having some beautiful days here in Marion, Ohio. The temperature's been kind of muggy and hot, but still nice. Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Okay. Where'd I find that? It just disappeared from me. Just right there. I'm going to go with this one I had in, at the first place, since the other one disappeared on me. It's here somewhere. Let's go with good thoughts for, no, optimistic outlook. That's where we're going to go. Optimistic outlook. Optimism opens a door in difficult or hopeless situations. No matter what the crisis, an optimist maintains the outlook that it is a sign, time, for a different way of thinking or of doing things. Sometimes the signal has to be very clear, even harsh. Otherwise, we may continue in self-delusion and not wake up. Of course, if we lack optimism, instead of taking this signal as a step towards renaissance, complaint, or resentment, or even desperation will emerge. I'm going to read that last paragraph again. Of course, if we lack optimism, instead of taking this signal as a step towards renaissance, complaint, resentment, or even desperation will emerge. I think that's renaissance. R-E-N-A-I-S-S-A-N-C-E. Is that renaissance? I'm going to have Tim look. Yes. Younger and wiser, smarter. Is that renaissance? Wow, what does that mean in that context? Reconnaissance. Okay, all righty. Let me get to my guest today. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great.
Life is good.
Yes, it is good. Tim Jones, he's one of our regulars once a month here. Sometimes if I need him in between time, he's available. And I thank him for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Tim. And how's things been going with you?
Busy. I'm getting a lot busier with the product, with the brand. Still doing, you know, life consulting down there at Dr. Mark Piacentini's.
In Delaware?
Oh. Yeah, Prospect.
Yeah, Prospect, okay.
Prospect, so still there. Also, you know, getting everything together for, you know, the building that I purchased downtown, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I purchased that a while back, so it's just really getting everything in order with that. Hopefully, we can start building, I think, March 2022, sometime after that. So, you know,
great.
Just taking it all in and doing my 1-2.
You are busy then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize you already had the building.
Yes, yep.
Well, great. Now, in that building, will you be like manufacturing your own thing, or
no? That building is going to be used for either transitional housing or low to moderate income housing, all utilities paid or something. So it's going to definitely be something that's going to service the community, you know. So
good. I guess we could use a lot of those transitional houses, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. What kind of drove that is just doing the life coaching or the life consulting with people, understanding, like, a lot of people you don't see on the streets, homeless or whatever it may be, but what you see, what you learn is there's a lot of people couch surfing, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people staying with other people, you know, and it's hard, especially in recovery. It's hard to to recover if you keep going back to the same environment, you know. So that's kind of tough on recovery. So to have some type of transitional housing, or to have some type of low to medium income type housing, would just be beneficial for the community.
Okay. So would that be available in this building that you have? Or?
Yeah. So right now we're in the planning stages. So we're just getting all the numbers together, you know, and we're trying to figure out what would be the best route, the way to go. Whether we want to do a demo and rebuild, or whether we're going to do a full renovation, you know, knock everything down to the studs. But, you know, it's just a process. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. process. Yeah. It's a learning process. So I'm considered a developer, but I'm green. So basically, it's my first time, you know.
Right.
But it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful learning curve. You know, I always ask Yah, God, to protect me and guide me. And he's been doing that so far.
Right.
So, yeah, it's only up.
Wow. He said, I'll never fail you.
Yeah,
never.
No. Man, you'd be surprised. Me, you come through the clutch, like, seemed like last minute type stuff. Kind of give you an example. I was going to have to put out $4,000 to get the building registered as a historical place, mm-hmm. you know, and that was going to come out of my pockets. And, like, seemed like last minute, like, I just went to the bank and got a cashier's check to pay the lady, and she called me up and was like, hey, no, basically you're included in the design district where they're going to put your building's included in the register for all the buildings downtown.
What?
So I'm like, yo, like, that's crazy, you know what I mean? But that's just that trust and that guidance, asking for that protection and that guidance, you know, so that kind of saved me money on that end. And then the benefits of having that building registered as historical places is the tax credits that you'll be able to receive, mm-hmm. you know, at once it goes all the way through. So it's a beautiful thing.
That is. Yeah. Back to the bank with my little change, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow, I knew that blew your mind.
Yeah, because I think, you know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. But, you know, sometimes he want to see where you at, what you going to do, you know.
Right, and,
you know, I think that was enough for me to go and grab that cashier's check. You're like, all right, you working. Right. All right, I see what you're doing. Let me bless you one time for the one time. So that was cool.
Boy, I tell you, the way God works sometimes, it's that last minute thing. When you think that mm-hmm. he's not there, he's not going to come through in an expeditious way or miracle type thing and take your money out your account, and they're calling you just before you sent it off for someone else to cash, and your money would have been gone, you know.
Yeah.
That is, he's phenomenal. I just tell you, boy.
Always on time.
Boy, wow. I'm excited about this. I know you have been talking about buying a building and mm-hmm. transitional type thing. So how can people qualify for these is it going to be rooms or what?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be
apartments.
Yep. So I mean, eventually basically it just go off their background, you know what I mean? Just their income, you know, what they can afford, whatever, you know, whatever the parameters is, whatever the guidelines is that's already set in place. I mean, that's what it's going to go off of. So, I mean, further detail will be known when we cross that point in time in the bridge.
So would these be just homeless individuals? What about people coming out of prison and not having a roof over their head?
Yeah, we're gonna look at all aspects, you know what I mean? Because we're just trying to service our community, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if a person homeless. I mean, you can have a job and be down and out, you know, if you qualify. You know what I mean? As far as the low income goes,
right.
You know, you fall in that range, you know, I don't see why not. If you're a person in need, and I mean, if it'll help you, you know. So, I mean, that's just where we're going. That's just where we're at. And it's just a beautiful thing to be able to do that.
Right. Will you be offering counseling for those people
Absolutely.
Too?
Absolutely. We definitely gonna have a bunch of different programs available to people because the downstairs, I think I really want to turn more into like a resource center, resource room, you know, and that way we can have all the other coexisting entities that's in Marion to kind of collaborate and just to be able to direct the traffic, because I'm not trying to reinvent no wheel, so I'm not here to, in a sense, create a whole bunch of new programs.
Right,
you know,
right.
If let's say Legal Aid has a program, I can send you there, and Marion Matters have a program, let's send you there, and you know, Love Inc. and all these other, you know, entities that's already doing community work, why not direct the traffic and vice versa, you know, because that's the only way it's going to work. If we come together as a community and say, okay, this is what we're working towards. You know, I'm not here to reinvent no wheels. I don't care to create new programs or anything like that. If you already got one in place, let's utilize your programs that you have, and let's do what's best for the people, and let's look out for the people, you know, because they're most important. You know, they make up the community. The better and the more stable they are, the better the community is.
True.
You know, so.
True. And that makes sense that everybody's not doing the same thing, you know, like you said, you need their service, and you send them there if they need that service. But you also want them to send people that need your service.
Absolutely.
And work together as a community. That's a beautiful thing. Wow, that is, I'm impressed.
Yeah, it takes a village. It takes a village.
Yes, it does. It really does. And it takes us to come together as one, as people, you know, and not be jealous because someone else is doing something, you know, but let's work together.
Yep.
You know, wow, that's great. That's great. And have, you know, those resources available like counseling and, like you say, leading them to job works or, you know.
Yeah, my goal is, honestly, I want to eliminate all the excuses. That's it. Period. Like you can't sit there. Like, after you go through this, the whole level of program, whatever we want to call it, whatever, like, I don't want you to be able to say, I didn't have the resources, I didn't have the opportunity, I didn't know, none of that. Because we're going to provide all of that as a community.
Right.
So now, if you go back out and you do the same thing that you did and you get back in the position and the predicament that you were in before, now you just wanted to.
Right.
Now you just wanted. You clearly made your own choice. Now you have all the know-how, you have all the knowledge, and you have every opportunity. So now it's up to you. So once we eliminate those excuses, now what you gonna say? Who you gonna blame it on?
Right.
Now you gotta look in the mirror and say, yep, did this. Yep. It's all me, so.
Well, yeah. Now, what was that thought for today?
The optimistic thinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the one I read. I couldn't find a good thought for a healthy mind.
Yeah, good thoughts, optimistic thoughts, they both go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. They do. Optimistic outlook. No matter how grim it looks, you have to have a positive mindset.
Yeah.
Right. So, like you said, you know, some people may go through it and, God forbid, they end up, you know, back on their butts again, you know, or out there without housing, but you're giving them an opportunity to learn how to support themselves out in this world, you know. No, life isn't easy.
No.
None of us.
No, it's okay.
Any of us. You know, we have to work.
Yep.
We want it. We have to work for it and work hard for it. And not only that, be thankful. A lot of people are not thankful, you know. They think you owe it to them, you know. But no, be thankful.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, I thank you. And thank you, Tim, for, you know, this opportunity that you've given me to be able to come and, you know, get myself together mentally and physically. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That is really powerful. Well, I really hope that all that works out for you and our community as a whole.
Yeah, it will. It will. I'm optimistic.
I know you are. I know you are. I try to be too. Always looking at the silver lining in that cloud, right?
Always.
Okay, yes. Wow, that was such a good news. And so you're still working in Prospect. You're still dealing with people.
Still designing.
Still designing.
Yep, just designed some watches. Working on my second design already. So those watches will be done about 50 to 60 days. So we're getting those come in working on a website. Well, I outsource that. They're working on the website. just trying to make things a little bit easier, you know, stop treating everything like a hustle. You know, I think that's just one of my, it's just in me. You know, once it becomes a business, it makes it a lot more, it runs itself in a little bit. You get things automated, get people one place to go to, all those things. It makes it just a little bit easier on you, free up some of my time for real. doing a little bit of graphic designs here and there. Just trying to stay busy any way I can and trying to help every way I can, you know, trying to mentor a couple people. I got to get back with them, but, you know, it's just every day something different. People, you know, they ask me, like, I stay busy. And it's not like I'm doing everything all the time. I learn to focus in spurts, different spurts and throughout the day, so.
Yeah. I guess that kind of keeps you from burning out.
Yeah, it does.
You know, trying to, you know, not being overwhelmed with everything going all at once, you know, like you can't divide it and separate it and put it in a little category over here, you know.
Because you get tired. Like, I might be designing something and be like, oh, okay, now I just hit her. I don't have the inspiration. I can go to this, and that might inspire me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I can go here and talk to somebody and do some type of counseling or whatever, consulting, you know, and that'll inspire me. That'll have my attention at the moment. So it's a beautiful thing. Some people can't do it. You know, some people, it's good. They can only focus on one thing, but I'm able to kind of have multiple things that I can focus on and it helps me stay focused and not become bored or idle, you know, always working towards something. So it gives you drive, actually, and you just got to start somewhere and just make it happen and trust the process.
Amen. Amen. Trust yourself. In the process. You know, I believe in that. You have to believe in yourself, because if you didn't believe in yourself, you wouldn't be where you are now. You wouldn't be an entrepreneur. You wouldn't be a life coach, you know, helping other people or trying to get these transitional houses or apartments together, you know. Who would have thought that we would have so much homelessness, even in our own city?
I don't know what happens. You know, I sit there and I walk I like walking, so I walk downtown, I walk all around, and I see a lot of these lofts or a lot of buildings with, seem like empty space, and I'm like, man, there's no reason people should be homeless. There's no reason why people shouldn't have a place to stay, and I just sit there and it messes with my mind, like, what happened, you know?
What happened?
What happened with this building? Why somebody didn't, you know, decide to invest in that and, you know, make, you know, put somebody up in there or whatever it may be. You know, I think housing is fundamental for, you know, for just overall, just good health, overall well-being, you know, just having something over your head, something to call your own. It might not be the best looking, you know, or whatever, but sure, when you call it your own, it's different. It's a different feeling, you know.
Absolutely.
Especially when you appreciate it, you know, so.
Yeah. See your plans come to fruition, you know, just blowing up in your face, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. It also says that, you know, your dreams are not in vain. You know, all that you have put together and brought forth, it was not in vain, your dream. And I noticed that also you're doing commercials.
Yeah, shot a promo. Yeah, shot a promo marketing video, which is kind of cool. It was fun. Shout out to Anthony Marks Jr. and his entertainment company. I think it's Lionhearted. And if I mess it up, Anthony, please correct me. I think it's Lionheart Entertainment. But he did a phenomenal job. You know, I just called him up and I'm like, yo, I want to do some video, some still shots and stuff like that. And man, we went to the park. He said, I got an idea, let's go to the park. And we went to the park and there's a couple kids skateboarding. And I'm like, yo, y'all want to be in a commercial? And they was down, you know what I mean? And it just turned out so cool. It's just the way, you know, I always give credit to God. Yeah. Because it turned out so cool, because number one, you're giving the youth something to do. You know what I mean? They were super excited, and then they get to add in their creativity.
Right.
You know, plus they get to showcase what they've been working on, whether it's a kickflip, whether it's a rail slide or whatever. You know, it was just a cool moment that I got to live in, and also just got to witness. Mm-hmm. It's like standing outside yourself type deal. Like, yo, this is really happening, and then it comes all together, and you like. You can't believe it, you know, what you captured. You can't, it's just a beautiful thing. And I mean, I'm definitely excited about it, and I'm definitely happy about it, how it turned out.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was pretty neat myself. Yeah. Looks professional.
Yeah, it definitely is professional. Anthony is professional,
yeah.
You know, so it's definitely, he did a swell job. And then it's also cool because those kids now, I ain't gonna call them kids, those young adults also have, you know, something they can put in their portfolio. You know what I mean? So they get like director credits,
mm-hmm.
because they had creativity, adding their creativity in. They also got, you know, acting, you know, whether that person's an actor or an actress and those type of things. Like, you can add that stuff to your resume, you know?
Yes, you can. I tell people that whatever you do or can do or have done,
mm-hmm.
put it down, you
yep.
know. They'll find something to suit
mm-hmm.
you know. Well, it's so I'm excited for you. I really am. Things are working out for you really great.
Yeah, it's just working. You just got to work at it. You got to put energy towards it. Anything you want to come alive, you got to put the energy in.
Mm-hmm.
You got to work at it. It's not that it's going to be hard work. It's consistent work.
Consistent.
You
got to
be consistent in your work. That's it. And it begin to unfold. Because even if you fail, you tried, you did something.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have been the results that you were looking for, but you got some type of results.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right. Which is better than none at all.
Better than none at all.
And no effort, you know, putting towards anything. Because if you, like you said, if you work towards it, it will blossom, it will bloom, it will
mm-hmm.
come forth, you know, because you've put your energy in it. And you've spoken to it, you know, you put words in it too, you know, and words have life.
Yeah.
They bring things, you know, right in front of your face. And here we are.
Yep.
You're talking about 2022 and 2021 is half over.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 6 month already.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to be in the future a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened when you're trying to become the person that you want to be. Like you got to look in the future. That's why you got to have, going back to your topic, you got to have that optimistic outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really your future talk, your future self, you know.
Right, that's true. Future self. Boy, so much is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, going to thank you for the flyer.
Yes. Yeah, we got a flyer and a digital image. It's crazy.
And that's for 26.
Mm-hmm.
Marian Voices.
Marian Voices. Yep. And how was it, historic?
Yeah, Ohio Historic Society.
Mm-hmm.
Historical Society. Doing the celebrating Marian Black Joy at Martin Luther King Park.
Yeah, Black Joy Summerfest.
Yeah, Black Joy Summerfest.
That's going to be cool.
I thought I was tripping over that flyer. Wow,
yeah.
There's so much information on
yep.
there.
Yep, and there's a lot of what you learn is when you're doing design, like we hate stuff like that. You know what I mean? Especially like for me, like simple is better. You know what I mean? But when you got so much information, he's like, okay, how can I present this information but still make it look artsy, still make it look eye-appealing, still make it look catchy? What's the colors? What's this? What's the rearrangements? All that thing, all that stuff. And then when you have a group of people, you know, that's kind of examining it, and they're giving their feedback, and then, boy, that could drive you a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
you're like, okay. And you're trying to understand, you know, what they're saying.
What they want, right?
And you know, and bring it to life and articulate it properly, and you know, it's tough, but it's not. It's tough, but it's not. You know what I mean?
Like poor Tim.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I made a joke and said, "Y'all know you only get so many revisions, right?" You know, I think that's the reason why a lot of graphic designers only have certain amount of revisions, because people
change their mind too much.
Change,
right?
Change. You know, and it's hard to settle in on one thing. you know, but we got it together.
Yeah, so I saw the final print. I'm thinking, wow, it's a lot to read.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot to read. So hopefully people take the time to read it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, at least the fine print, you can read. I suggest reading it, but it's just what they have to have on there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I did. I thought about you. I said, poor Tim.
Like, man, what are you taking on?
Oh, boy.
But that's why they sometimes, these designers and these graphic designers charge what they charge.
Wow. Okay, so you've shared so much with us about what you do have coming for the future, mm-hmm. and you're still working on those things, and you're still doing your mentorship
mm-hmm.
in Prospect, Ohio. Are you looking forward to, or are you going to be a part of the community walk Friday?
Yeah, possibly. You know, I take a community walk every day. That's what people don't get. Like, I inspire a couple of my buddies. Like, they call me to take walks now. And once it starts to get a little bit cooler at night, they'd be like, yo, let's take a walk. Because it's so stress relieving, especially when you got a group of people mm-hmm. and you just walk and they can talk about whatever. It's therapeutic,
right,
you know
right.
what I mean? And we just walking and we talking and just bonding at the same time, those type of things. So I suggest people get out and walk more, to be honest. You're getting the exercise in, the dopamine's kicking in, you know, and you get good conversation with people, you know.
Right.
So right. It's a wonderful thing. So yeah, I'll probably participate in that.
Yeah,
I like walking.
It's gonna be neat. One, two, or three miles. You can choose what you mm-hmm. want to walk. But you know, it makes me think that, you know, when we were smaller, younger, growing up, not quite even teenagers, we walked everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from Jefferson Street downtown. We wanted to go to show on Sunday. We walked downtown to mm-hmm. the show. You know, it wasn't about jumping. Well, we did have bus service, and we did have the red cab and the safety
yeah.
cab. But most of it was walking.
Yep. Now you got Ubers. You got Uber
yeah,
everywhere.
Ubers, and yeah. We have Ubers in Marion?
We did, kind of.
Kind
of. Yeah. We're just not big enough. I think Marion always like seven to 10 years behind.
It could be.
It is.
I don't know what that's about, but
yeah,
we're always behind,
slow,
right?
Yeah, slow to hop on the train. Which might be a good thing, might be a bad thing. I don't know. Only time will tell.
It's always been that way.
Yep.
As long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
It must work for them.
Yep.
City officials and people who are in power, you know, that make those type of decisions about our city, Marion.
Mm-hmm.
It's quiet
yep.
in a way. Yeah. But sometimes we want it jumping around.
Yeah.
Trying to... And I was went to Columbus last week, down on Cleveland Avenue. But Delaware mm-hmm. has officially turned into Columbus because,
oh, yeah.
I mean, they're building like crazy.
Oh, yeah. They're smart. They got everything, in a sense, chartered. They got like a chartered business district.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it operates a little bit differently than how we operate. You know, they don't have a mayor and all those type of things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Nah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's operated differently. And that's why you see it's blooming. And I'm not saying that it's bad to have a mayor or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. But that's
right.
why it's blooming the way it's blooming. You know, they continue to want to grow, too. You know, they did a lot of revitalization. And they always got something going on. That's a beautiful thing about Delaware. They always have something going on in their downtown. I think Marion is kind of picking up on that a little bit because we're starting to see a little bit more activities downtown, mm-hmm. especially as they begin to revitalize the downtown. So I just can't wait to continue to see it grow and more activities. They continue to develop and do more activities downtown for the community because it is important. Downtown is very important, and it needs to be that centralization. It needs to be the heart of Marion. It doesn't need to be just a bunch of criminal lawyer offices and courts, and you know what I mean?
Yes,
you look downtown and that's what you see. So it just needs that change, it needs a facelift.
Right.
It needs a facelift a little bit. And it's getting it. It's getting
good. Although those things are still taking place downtown, but mm-hmm. we won't be so focused on that.
Yep.
You know, crime and prison mm-hmm. and jail.
Because you radiate that, you focus that's just going to be the outcome.
Yeah, let's change that outcome. Yeah. I agree with you, Tim.
Yep.
Let's all get together and change that outcome.
Yeah.
So we'll feel better about going downtown Marion, yep. You know, because they have the grocery store there. And I've seen several advertisements on Facebook about that. And I'm thinking, you know, there's quite a few people living downtown,
mm-hmm.
from my understanding. That grocery store really needs your support.
Yeah, absolutely. Support that grocery store. But you know what I would have did with it?
What?
My personal opinion, I would have put like a meat market in there. You know, fresh meat, fresh, like you go get your fresh steak and your fish and, you know, all those type of things.
Like in the city.
Yeah, yeah. Add that to it. Everybody love it. People purchase meat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You got barbecues, you got all type of stuff. And just to have a good quality selection at a decent price, you know,
right.
It's a beautiful thing. Everybody don't want to go to, well, I don't buy my meat from Walmart at all. You know what I mean? But in order for me to get like a quality meat, I have to go all the way either to Kroger, which is out there by the mall,
right.
Or I have to go all the way to Meijer's, you know.
That's true.
So I would have did that, you know, put that there, you know. So because I remember old Smith Cardinals, I used to love
yes.
that store. You know, he had
yes.
a nice selection of meat.
Yes,
you know?
He did.
Nice
yes,
cuts
did.
And all that. So
yeah, that's true.
Meats and, true. You know, and your fresh vegetables and your fruits, you know. That
yeah.
type of stuff.
Yeah.
I think that'd be real nice right there.
Hmm. Oh, well, I guess they didn't ask.
Yeah. Should ask me.
Guess they did not ask. But you're right. That's city living. Go downtown on your way home from work and
yep.
order
boom.
Your meat. You know, yep. I want four or five chops.
And I think that'll make people cook a little bit more. Stop going to, you know, stop taking so many trips to, you know, Taco Bell and, you know, the rallies. I mean, support your businesses, but, you know, cook at home, you know. And then if they have that, I feel like if they had that, we have enough restaurants downtown that they need to get their meats and vegetables mm-hmm. and all that. And it's
there
right
go.
There. It's a central location
there
for that. Right there. Right there. Because we got like four or five restaurants right there. Why wouldn't that be?
Right.
Why wouldn't that be the hub for them? To walk right down. Oh, we ran out of lettuce.
Right.
I can walk right down here and get some fresh lettuce. You know what I mean? Oh, we ran out of tomatoes. I can do that. You know, that's just me. That's my thoughts. That's what I would have done had I developed that place and got the contract. So.
Right, right. Yeah. That's an ingenious idea. I bet, you know, who's ever listening probably thought, well, wow.
Yeah, location, location, location.
Missed it, you
yeah.
know. But not really. It could still turn into something
yeah.
like that to support the businesses that are
yeah.
open now and those that who are going to open up real soon.
Yep.
You know?
I think it's just ideal. I love the spot. I love where it's at.
Yeah, oh yeah. Those cigar store.
That's a beautiful
oh, yeah.
store.
It is.
They made that store beautiful.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And it's got a city feel to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New York style.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Different. It's
yeah,
different,
yeah.
especially when they open that little that dock door, that
yeah.
little garage door. I'm like, yo, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
cool.
It is. We're coming up.
Yeah, and it makes it inviting. You know, you got that big old door open. You like, it's like, come on in. Even if
yeah.
you don't want to buy nothing, just come on in. So.
Yeah, see what we have for you today.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they have a lot of nice things there. Not, but I understand what you're saying, like the fresh meat. They do have packaged meat, but that's
mm-hmm.
different than.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kroger's got their cooler, and you can go
yep.
pick up your kind of steak you want. Or,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, the different
fish,
cuts.
Shrimp. Yeah,
yeah
your crab legs or whatever
yeah.
you want. Yeah. Give me a bundle then.
Yep.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
And if they get the regulars, you know, from those restaurants, they will already know what they need. You know what I mean? They
true.
Can put the orders in the night before or whatever, because tomorrow we'll need boom, 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 boom.
Right. The truck, meat truck
boom,
will
boom,
be
boom,
here.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
Yeah. Their supply. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just my idea. That's what I would have did.
That's
I'm
a
just
good
saying.
Idea. There's a movie I like called The Butcher's Wife, and he's a butcher, and he has this little store right there, you know, right downtown. People stop in and tell all their stories, but still they be ordering their meat, you
yep.
know, that they want for dinner. Well, I got six people coming tonight. I need chops.
Yeah.
I need chops, and they have to cut them up and wrap them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes it cool.
Yeah,
cool
I like
look.
That. Yeah, I like that. I really do. I like that about the movie, too.
Yeah.
It's different. It really is. Wow. Well, we've covered a lot of stuff. Is there anything we haven't covered so far? We have a few minutes left. You say you're designing a new watch.
Yes.
What's different from that watch than your last one?
This watch right here has what's called a quartz movement. My other watch will have what's called mechanical movement. So that means it's going to be higher in value. Typically, mechanical movement watches appraise over time. Mm-hmm. They increase in value because if I pass that watch with the mechanical movement down to my son, as soon as he put it on his wrist, move his wrist, it'll work. It doesn't need a battery.
Okay.
Right? And it's also come with a winder box. So usually that's like heirlooms. So this is what you will pass down. This is type
generation to generation,
right? And then, you know, the look of it is going to be different. The style is just going to be slightly a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit more bling with the double bezel with diamonds going through the bezel. You know, just high quality, higher end, you know. And just like I said, I just wanted to be able to create something that you can pass down. And one of my goals is to give a couple of who I selected as good fathers their first heirloom to pass to their sons and or daughter, you know. So that's one of my visions for that watch.
All right. Your mind is always tick-tocking in it, always moving.
Yeah.
You have some very good ideas, Tim. You're going to be a millionaire before you know it.
Sure. I'm trying to get away the most money. That's what they say. That's why I make the most money so I can give most of it away.
Hey, nothing wrong with that either, but I see it coming. I do. I see it coming.
Thank you.
And anymore, you know, you say a millionaire before you know it, they multi-millionaires. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then they're billionaires. And the next, hey, it's possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's possible.
Just can't stop.
No, it's the way you're going. You're headed there, definitely.
We'll see what we'll see. It's just a journey. I'm enjoying the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it. Enjoying the journey.
Wow. What a journey. And I can say, well, you know, he used to come on my show.
Yeah. And I still come on the show. I'm just invite me. I'm there.
You might be get too big for the show, but that's all right. I can say, Tim used to sit right here once a month. Surely enough, surely. Thank you, Tim, for coming. I'm so excited for you and all these new things you got going on in your life and for our community, too, that we can all share with that. And thank you for designing that flyer for Mary Voices. And thank you for listening to A Voice of a People today here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. I will have Jeff Porter on tomorrow, Expressions of the Last Days. He is our doomsday prophet, so tune in tomorrow, 4:15 to 5. But thank you once again for your support and for listening. And as always, this is Linda Sims. Thank you. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said, "Yeah, really? Well, then I think I'll buy a suit." And now that you mention that, why? Because I'm alive, young man. The man